And with that, as I mentioned before, we're going to move around just a little bit to ensure we remain in our 2 p.m. timeframe for finalization comments. We're going to move down to proposals, which will be number 11 on our agenda, and we'll hear from Chad Switzer on e-tagging. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, members of the Commission, Secretary Rowley, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Deputy Director. Agenda item number 11 is titled e-tagging. We're looking at some chapters associated with the possession, processing, and transportation of game. If you remember, last month we came in front of you and provided an update on our e-tagging project efforts, and indicated to you that this month we would be bringing forward some rules for your consideration to help us ease into the e-tagging process. So, again, back in 2021, House Bill 1035, which was a department-sponsored bill, was eventually signed into law that removed some requirements within codified law. And at the time, the GF&P Commission, we worked with them on tweaking some rules. We are here today to work with you as the Commission to amend some existing rules and to consider a new rule for implementation, thus working with the Commission allow us flexibility to ultimately ease into the e-tagging process as we move forward. So on that first page of your administrative action sheet, you can see the two rules there. One, which defines some requirements for the tagging and transportation of big game, and the second one there in regards to swan, Canada goose. I guess there's some other big game language in there. But essentially, pretty simple recommendations we have for you here today. The first one would be to modify Rule 410600, where we would ask for your consideration to implement a definition for tagged and tagging. So the language you will see there on the third page of your action sheet pertaining to this topic would just mean the placement of a department-issued locking seal adhesive tag, which we currently require all of our big game and special Canada Goose license holders, which Andrew will talk some more on that here later this afternoon, or we would make an allowance for electronically generated confirmation number that would be associated with our e-tagging program as we move forward. So just to allow those two options to run concurrent and allow us to phase into that e-tagging full operation once we get to that point. The second proposed change or recommended change would be to add another rule. That would be the second administrative rule, that 4106.03.01.01, which is essentially mirrors an existing rule we already have in place, but this is specifically pertaining towards the electronic option of obtaining that confirmation number and applying that tagging requirement to those respective harvested game animals. Reads almost verbatim to the other existing rule we have in place, but it just pertains towards the electronic license. And finally, number three there is just a modification to the existing rule we have in place, which I think is primarily towards tundra swans. There is a requirement with the Fish and Wildlife Service that all harvested tundra swans have to be tagged. We have reached out to Rocco Morano, our senior waterfowl biologist, did reach out to the Fish and Wildlife Service. That is something that we need to retain in place, at least for the time being. So you'll see some modifications of that existing rule on the last page of that action sheet. So, Madam Chair of the Commission, just some modifications in an additional rule that we're recommending here today, which would allow us, once if adopted and finalized, would allow us to start rolling out our e-tag system. So with that, I'd try to answer any questions.
Any questions on the proposal before us? Comments from the Commission? See if our commissioners online would like to chime in. I'm hearing nothing. So this will move forward with finalization in May during our cluster.
Is that correct?
Correct.
No comments from the commission. Seeing no questions or comments, we do need to approve this to move forward for May. So with that, we do need a motion and a second to approve this proposal to move forward.
Move to approve.
Move to approve by Commissioner Locken. Seconded by Commissioner Bartley. All those in favor to approve the proposal, say aye.
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 Did we hear from Commissioner White?
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner White. All those opposed? The proposal is approved. It will move forward for finalization in May.